Good evening and welcome to this very special day where we contemplate and we meditate on Good Friday. It's a very special service tonight as the choir will present their cantata, Return to Me. And I hope that as you hear the music, that you would listen to the words, listen to the beauty surrounding how it's presented, and may it rest upon your hearts and minds, and may it change you. So let us stand and join with me in the call to worship, please. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. Let us pray. Almighty God, graciously behold this your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed into the hands of sinners and to suffer death upon the cross, who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please remain standing and turn in your hymnals to O Crucified Redeemer, number 425. Please be seated. Would you please bow with me in prayer? God of the cross, what a day this is. A day that fills us with sadness. A day that fills us with troubled hearts. Emotions often too difficult to process. It is a day that seems to stand outside of time, as we are able to always go back to feel it as raw as ever as this day is. Lord, if we are honest, Good Friday often leaves us confused, numb, feeling guilty, helpless, as we read and hear the story again of Jesus' last hours being suffering and death. Sometimes we try to avoid it so the pain of that day does not creep into our hearts. Sometimes we try to imagine it not as painful as described in the Gospels. But Lord, the harsh reality is that Jesus Christ, perfect in every way, having experienced all that it is to be human, did suffer horribly and did die a humiliating death. God died. We often question Why does such an innocent man choose to freely give his life? The answer is the whole reason of what Jesus had been preaching about, what Jesus had been practicing his whole life, giving, loving. Jesus shows us by freely dying how much love God has for us, what extent God is willing to go through in order to transform us into people that are alive, truly alive. And that is the good of Good Friday. As we confront again this day your suffering and dying, Lord, may we confront it head on. May we journey with you and learn again of your great love for us. For to journey with you to the cross is to look into the face of Christ. We will be changed from the inside because of it. Thank you for your limitless mercy, God. And now we pray the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. When the hour came, he took his place at the table, and the apostles with him. He said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But see, the one who betrays me is with me, and his hand is on the table. For the Son of Man is going as it had been determined. But woe to that one by whom he is betrayed. Then they began to ask one another which one of them it could be who would do this.
Thank you.
Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. And the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they dressed him in a purple robe. They kept coming up to him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," and striking him on the face. They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate asked them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but the emperor." Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha.
Crucify your king.
As they led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. A great number of the people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their chests and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children." Two others also who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and the people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him with pain. When you make his life an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring and shall prolong his days. Through him the will of the Lord shall prosper. Out of his anguish he shall see light. He shall find satisfaction through his knowledge. The righteous one, my servant, shall make many righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will allot him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out himself to death and was outnumbered with the transgressors, yet he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, while the sun's light failed and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. Now there was a good and righteous man named Joseph, who, though a member of the council, had not agreed to their plan and action. He came from the Jewish town of Arimathea, and he was waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus, and he took it down, wrapped it in a linen cloth, and laid it in a rock-hewn tomb where no one had ever been laid. It was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed, and they saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath, they rested according to the commandment.